WBZ H910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm M. Nguyen. In Libya, thousands are feared dead after flash flooding that caused two dams in the eastern part of the country to collapse. ABC's Lama Hassan is at the foreign desk.
The Red Crescent reports that at least 10,000 people are missing. The U.S. Embassy is already offering humanitarian assistance, and they need it. Search and rescue teams are struggling to get to the devastated areas. Officials fear that the death toll is going to rise.
The number of people killed in the Moroccan earthquake is now nearly 3,000. Many are still sleeping in the streets because their homes have either collapsed or aren't safe. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has arrived in Russia on board an armored train. He's there for meetings with Russian President Vladimir Putin. One of the topics for discussion, munitions to be used in the war against Ukraine. Google is being sued. Federal regulators are trying to dismantle its internet empire by arguing Google amounts to a monopoly. This is ABC News. The CDC expected to greenlight the latest COVID boosters today after the FDA gave approval yesterday. Despite the Texas heat and a budget surplus, state lawmakers are still turning down proposals to put more air conditioning in state prisons.
Only about 30% of Texas' 100 prison units are fully air conditioned, with the rest having partial or no AC at all.
Animals in a humane society are treated better than people are inside of prisons, and that includes staff.
Jeff Ormsby heads the union representing prison guards.
Just imagine coming to work every day, walking in an oven.
A prison official insists that no inmates have died this summer as a direct result of the heat, but an investigation by Houston ABC station KTRK-TV found that more than 40 inmate deaths have been blamed on cardiac issues, a potential indicator of heat stress. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
We could find out today how badly new Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers was hurt in Monday Night Football. He suffered an ankle injury on the fourth play. This is ABC News.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. According to the Wisconsin Law Journal, a lawsuit is asking the Wisconsin Supreme Court to block the potential impeachment proceedings of newly elected Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz, arguing that removing her from office would invalidate the constitutional rights of the Wisconsinites that voted for her. The lawsuit was filed directly with the Supreme Court on Monday as Wisconsin Republican lawmakers float the potential of impeaching Justice Protasiewicz for comments made during the state's electoral districts during her campaign. The Wisconsin Senate Committee on Shared Revenue, Elections, and Consumer Protections has voted against confirming Megan Wolf to remain as the administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call called the vote a charade and a waste of taxpayer dollars, arguing that a recent Supreme Court decision means Wolf is allowed to stay in the position indefinitely after the Wisconsin Elections Commission failed to get the majority needed to advance the confirmation to the state Senate. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Yeah. Todd Albo would normally be sharing his dulcet tones with us, but you'll recall that last week, Todd was having issues with the cable company, with an internet connection. I'm now thinking, Todd Albo, did you break Spectrum? Are you responsible for this ESPN mess?
I seem to have broke everything else, so it wouldn't surprise me, no.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in,
Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
I feel tears welling up, calling deep inside, like my heart's sprung a big break. And the stab of loneliness, sharp and painful, that I may never shake. Now you might say that I was taking it hard since you wrote me off with a call. But don't you wager that I'll hide the sorrow when I may rewrite down and bow. Now the race is on and here comes pride up the backstretch. Heartaches are going to the inside. My tears are holding back. They're trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running. True love scratched for another's sake. The race is on and it looks like heartaches. And the winner loses all. One day I ventured in love, never once suspecting what the final results would be. How I lived in fear of waking up each morning and finding that you'd gone from me. There's aching and pain in my heart, for the day was the one that I headed to face. Somebody new came up to win her, and I came out in second place.
Out in second place. Yeah, welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show, 7 minutes after 9 o'clock. Music from George Jones, doing The Race Is On. George Jones, born on this date in 1931. And gone now for about 10 years or so, but he did leave us a lot of great music. Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. 52 degrees in La Crosse and 50 degrees in Richland Center right now. And before the break, we were discussing the fact that small businesses are... small businesses often have to look to lawmakers to make regulations or try to help them out, get things rolling in business. And it seems like the lawmakers from one party often are really out there to help small businesses. But it seems like lawmakers in the other party, when they talk about small businesses, they're often talking about people who are multimillionaires and billionaires. Can you figure out which party is which? Well, as I mentioned, I've owned many small businesses over the years. It seems like the policies that have helped me the most as a small business owner are the ones that are put forth by Democrats. We talked just before the break about this new online portal that Democratic lawmakers in Wisconsin want to set up for small businesses and entrepreneurs, so they can find the information they need to set up their small business or to keep it rolling. And then there's the other party, which often thinks of small businesses as businesses that make or that have revenue of millions of dollars a year. And they're the ones who need the most help, right? It's all part of that trickle-down theory. It's like you help out the richest among us, the ones that own the big businesses, and eventually, some of that will trickle down to the workers. I don't know about that theory. I've never believed that theory worked because I never saw it happen. when we've given big tax cuts to the multimillionaires and the billionaires, it really didn't seem to help out the small guy and the workers. So things keep moving in that direction. I have a story here from Vanity Fair about Donald Trump and what he may do if he happens to become president again. This headline says Donald Trump wants to give his favorite corporations another giant tax cut in his second term, according to a report. And this story by Bess Levin has a subheadline that says, you know who needs another lifeline in these trying times? It's the uber wealthy, right? The wealthiest people among us. And the story says, remember when Donald Trump ran for office in 2016, claiming to be a champion of the working class and the worst nightmare of the global elite? And then he passed a package of tax cuts that disproportionately benefited corporations and billionaires and was basically a middle finger to American workers. Well, today brings some exciting news for those who think the uber wealthy could use another financial lifeline. Trump apparently wants to cut taxes even more for his very rich pals. And of course, that would also benefit him as well, right? The Washington Post reports that the ex-president's economic team is, quote, plotting an aggressive new set of tax cuts to push on the campaign trail and from the Oval Office if he wins a second term. It says, according to the Post, some of these tax cuts would be to individual rates. However, the plan appears to focus on the overall corporate tax rate, which Team Trump reportedly thinks is just too damn high and should potentially go to as low as 15%. And as a reminder, the 2017 Tax Cuts and Job Act lowered the top corporate rate from 35% to 21%. And here's a quote. It says, the idea I've been talking about with Trump is, why don't we go to 15% corporate rate, get rid of the credits and deductions, and just make it 15%. Stephen Moore, whose short-lived nomination by Trump to the Federal Reserve Board was dubbed truly appalling, told the Post, that's one of the ideas that's being tossed around. Responding to the news that Trump and company think companies like, say, Amazon need to pay even less in taxes, White House spokesman Andrew Bates told The Messenger that the reported plan would turn back the clock to the trickle-down economics that hollowed out the American middle class and added trillions of dollars to the national debt. Bates added that Trump's 2017 tax law was a tax giveaway to rich special interests that fueled the national deficit but did nothing for working families. Quote, it would be astonishing for Trump's team to double down on the most unpopular part of the tax cuts by driving it down even further. Steve Wamhoff, federal policy director at the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy, told the Washington Post, quote, we have plenty of data showing most Americans want corporations to pay more in taxes, not less. This was true when Trump and his supporters in Congress enacted the 2017 law, and it's still true today, end quote. The idea of an even lower tax rate for corporations comes just weeks after Trump announced that if he wins a second term, he would automatically slap a 10% tariff on virtually all foreign goods coming into the country. And that idea, economists on both sides of the aisle criticized, with Adam Posen, president of the Peterson Institute for International Economics, calling the proposal lunacy and horrifying. Why don't people like the plan? Well, for one thing, experts say it would put millions of people out of work. For another thing, tariffs disproportionately hurt lower income households. That is the group the ex-president is supposedly looking out for. Quote, a tariff of that scope and size would impose a massive tax on the folks who it intends to help. That's Paul Winfrey, who served as Trump's deputy director of the Domestic Policy Council and is currently the president of a center-right think tank. That's what he told the Post last month. Quote, it would be a disaster for the U.S. economy, added Michael Strain, an economist at the center-right think tank, the American Enterprise Institute. So you see, both of these gentlemen are conservatives, Republicans. The one guy, Winfrey, used to work for Trump. And Strain goes on with a quote that says, it would raise prices for consumers and be met with considerable retaliation from other nations, which would raise the costs facing U.S. businesses. It would reduce employment among manufacturing workers. It would be very, very bad. End quote. And speaking of terrible economic ideas, the Post noted on Monday, yesterday, that outside advisors to Trump have begun discussing some potential, if highly preliminary, names for possible Treasury Secretary nominees, including Arthur Laffer, who still thinks trickle-down economics works, and Larry Kudlow, the cable news host best known for being always wrong and saying things like, wealthy folks have no need to steal or engage in corruption. So there you have it. Once again, as we've seen many times over the years, when it comes to helping out small businesses, Republicans just aren't there. They'd rather give great big tax cuts to the largest corporations and the billionaires, and maybe some scraps to the rest of us, small business owners, working class people. And it seems like it's always been that way and doesn't look like it's going to change anytime soon. 17 minutes after 9 o'clock right now. Going to take a quick break. Stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens.
Today, I am talking to the owner of Funky Fresh Spring Rolls, my friend, Truman McGee.
From an environmentally friendly perspective, yeah, the fact that it's frozen means that it's not going to waste.
I am a cereal strawberry abuser. If you're a fruit and you're watching this, stay away from me, okay? Do not jump in my shopping cart because I will let you die.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies this afternoon with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Daytime highs approaching 60. Winds out of the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 36. Tonight, mainly clear skies. Highs around 64. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies and calm. Mainly sunny skies Thursday with highs in the upper 70s. Chance for scattered showers Friday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 53.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
The river opens for the righteous. And 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 the river opens for the righteous someday. I was walking with my brother. What's on my mind? I said what I believe in my soul ain't what I see with my eyes. And we can't turn our back this time. I am a patriot and I love my country, because my country is all I know. Understand me, I've got nowhere else to go. And the river opens for the righteous. And the river opens for the righteous. And the river opens for the righteous someday. And I was talking with my sister. She looked so fine. Baby, what's on your mind? She said, I want to run like the lion, released from the cages, released from the rages, burning in my heart tonight. Yeah. And I ain't no communist, and I ain't no capitalist, and I ain't no socialist. For the righteous, and the river opens for the righteous, and the river opens for the righteous someday. Yeah.
Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. I am a Patriot, Jackson Brown. 25 minutes after 9 o'clock right now. And how would you define a patriot? What is a patriot? Who is a patriot? Is a patriot someone who tries to overturn an election? Someone who steals nuclear secrets and then shows them to his friends? Is that what a patriot is? It makes you think about it. And I have a story here from the Associated Press. Gives you an idea of what's going on with patriots these days and how some people who are doing things that are just the opposite of patriotism, they view themselves as patriots. This headline from the AP, this is, and by the way, I should mention this was posted on the 4th of July. So a time when people are thinking about patriotism. It says, in a polarized United States, how to define a patriot increasingly depends on who is being asked. Millions of Americans will attend parades and fireworks and other Independence Day events on the 4th of July, celebrating the courage of the nation's 18th century patriots who fought for independence from Great Britain and what they considered an unjust government. Those events will honor the military and those who sacrificed in other conflicts that helped preserve the nation's freedom over its 247-year history. But that is only one version of a patriot. Today, the word and its variants have morphed beyond the original meaning. It has become infused in political rhetoric, school curriculums with varying definitions, while being appropriated by white nationalist groups. Trying to define what a patriot is depends on who is being asked. While the word's origins come from ancient Greece, its basic meaning in American history is someone who loves his or her country. The original patriots come from the American Revolution, most often associated with figures such as Sam Adams and Benjamin Franklin. But enslaved people who advocated for abolition and members of Native communities trying to recover or retain their sovereignty also saw themselves as patriots, said Nathaniel Sheedley, president and CEO of Revolutionary Spaces in Boston. The group runs the Old State House and the Old South Meeting House, which played central roles in the American Revolution. Quote, they took part in the American Revolution. There were working people advocating for their voices to be heard in the political process, Sheedley said. The hallmark of patriotism then, he said, was a sense of self-sacrifice, of caring more about one's neighbors and fellow community members than one's self. Is that how you would describe Donald Trump and those around him? A sense of self-sacrifice, of caring more about their neighbors and their fellow community members than their own self? 28 and a half minutes after 9 o'clock right now. Got to take a break. Stick around. You're tuned in to your local Civic Media radio station.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom Ancrude. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. WLAK.
ABC News, I'm M. Nguyen. In Libya, thousands are feared dead after flash flooding that caused two dams in the eastern part of the country to collapse. ABC's Lama Hassan is at the foreign desk.
The Red Crescent reports that at least 10,000 people are missing. The U.S. Embassy is already offering humanitarian assistance, and they need it. Search and rescue teams are struggling to get to the devastated areas. Officials fear that the death toll is going to rise.
The number of people killed in the Moroccan earthquake is now nearly 3,000. Many are still sleeping in the streets because their homes have either collapsed or aren't safe. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has arrived in Russia on board an armored train. He's there for meetings with Russian President Vladimir Putin. One of the topics for discussion, munitions to be used in the war against Ukraine. Google is being sued. Federal regulators are trying to dismantle its internet empire by arguing Google amounts to a monopoly. This is ABC News.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. According to the State Office of Rural Health, Wisconsin first responders are struggling to help those in need amid staffing challenges. A survey conducted by the office found over 40% of volunteer departments reported days where they couldn't get a full staff together in 2022, and over 60% reported gaps in service caused by a lack of staff. Volunteer directors have cited a lack of funding and increased retirements during the COVID-19 pandemic as causes of the short staff issues. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is finalizing new regulations that would require wolf hunters in the state to register their kills faster, face a limited training window for dogs, and prevent them from disturbing wolf dens. The regulations are set to be submitted for board approval in October, and if approved, the changes would become permanent. The changes are part of the agency's new wolf management plan. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
All of these things consistently come down to this: willingness of people to give up their agency and the willingness of Donald Trump and those who support him to leverage and abuse people's trust in them to further their own personal power and enrichment.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
100 degrees.
Ramaswamy literally said global climate change, human and affected climate change, is a hoax.
Ron DeSantis effectively pivoted on the debate stage, said, I'm not going to answer your damn question because it will expose us as climate change denialists, which puts them in a minority, certainly with younger voters. Young people care about the future of this world, though.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Kreutz.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Many's the time I've been mistaken. And many times confused. Yes, and I've often felt forsaken and certainly misused. Oh, but I'm all right, I'm all right. Just weary to my bones. Still, you don't expect to be bright and bon vivant so far away from home. So far away from home. I don't know a soul who's not been battered. I don't have a friend who feels at ease. Don't know a dream that's not been shattered or driven to its knees. Oh, but it's all right, it's all right, for we lived so well so long. Still, when I think of the road we're traveling on, what's gone wrong? I can't help it, I wonder
what's gone wrong. And I dreamed I was dying. I dreamed that my soul rose unexpectedly. Looking back down at me, smiled reassuringly. And I dreamed I was flying. And high up above, my eyes could clearly see the Statue of Liberty sailing away to sea. And I dreamed I was flying. Oh, we come on the ship they call the Mayflower. We come on the ship that sails the moon. We come in the ages most uncertain hours and sing an American tune. Oh, and it's all right. It's all right, it's all right. You can't be forever blessed. Still, tomorrow's gonna be another working day. Trying to get some rest. That's all I've tried, to get some rest.
That's music from Paul Simon. An American tune on a Tuesday morning, 9:36. Some thoughts about being a patriot. That's what we've been discussing. And by the way, I should mention that if you have an opinion on anything we're discussing this morning, feel free to give me a call and let me know what you're thinking. The phone number is 715-388-7155. Again, that's 715-388-7155. And you're in tune to the Stu Daniels Show. And by the way, you could send me an email message if you would like to. My email address is stumanradio@gmail.com. And Stu, by the way, is spelled S-T-U. And just before the break, we were discussing patriotism and what it means. And I was referring to an article from the Associated Press, apnews.com. with a headline that says, "In a polarized U.S., how to define a patriot increasingly depends on who's being asked." And I was to this point here where it says, "Patriotism has had more than one meaning. In some ways, the view of patriotism has always been on parallel tracks with civic and ethnic nationalism," historians say. "Patriotism really depends on which American is describing himself as patriotic and what version or vision of the country they hold dear," said Matthew Delmont, a historian at Dartmouth. "Opposition to government and dissent have been common features of how patriotism has been defined," he said. He cited the example of Black military members who fought in World War II and advocated for civil rights when they returned. They also saw themselves as patriots. Quote, "Part of patriotism for them meant not just winning the war, but then coming home and trying to change America, trying to continue to fight for civil rights and to have actual freedom and democracy here in the United States," Delmont said. For many white Americans who see themselves as patriotic, quote, "they're thinking of other white Americans as the true definition of Americans," Delmont said. "Far right and extremist groups have branded themselves with American motifs and the word or the term patriot since at least the early 20th century, when the second Ku Klux Klan became known for the slogan 100% Americanism," said Mark Pitkavage, senior research fellow at the Anti-Defamation League's Center on Extremism by the 1990s, so many anti-government and militia groups were using the term to describe themselves that watchdog groups referred to it as the Patriot Movement. That extremist wave, which included Oklahoma City bomber Timothy McVeigh, faded in the late 1990s and early 2000s, but many such groups resurfaced when Barack Obama became president, according to the Southern Poverty Law Center, which closely tracked the movement. And since then, many right-wing groups have called themselves patriots as they've fought election processes, LGBTQ plus rights, they fought vaccines, they fought immigration, they fought diversity programs in schools, and more. Former President Donald Trump frequently refers to his supporters as patriots. The term works as a branding tool because many Americans have a positive association with the word patriot, which harkens back to the Revolutionary War soldiers who beat the odds to found the country, said Kurt Braddock, an American University professor and researcher at the Polarization and Extremism Research and Innovation Lab. One example is the white supremacist militia group called Patriot Front, which researchers say uses patriotism as a sort of camouflage to hide racist and bigoted values. Some white nationalist groups may genuinely view themselves as pushing back against tyranny, even if, in reality, they are very selective about what parts of the Constitution they want to defend, Braddock said. Gaines Foster, a historian at Louisiana State University, said patriotism at one point was seen as a civic nationalism that held the belief, quote, that you're an American because you believe in democracy. You believe in equality. You believe in opportunity. In other words, you believe certain things about the way the government works, and that's a very inclusive vision, end quote. He said the violent January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol was the most dramatic example of how the view of patriotism has shifted in recent years, saying, quote, people began to lean less toward a commitment to democracy and more to the notion in the Declaration of Independence that there is a right of revolt, and that becomes patriotism. Bob Evnen has been active in Nebraska Republican politics for nearly 50 years, and was instrumental a decade ago in enacting a requirement for the Pledge of Allegiance to be recited in schools. The measure doesn't force students to participate, but does require schools to set aside time each class day for the pledge to be recited. And this is how patriotism gets linked to conspiracy theories. He pushed, by the way, I'm talking about Bob Evnen, active in Nebraska politics, Nebraska Republican politics for nearly 50 years. He pushed for the Pledge of Allegiance policy to be included in the state's social studies curriculum standards, despite criticism from some lawmakers and civil rights organizations who labeled it forced patriotism. The intent, he said, is to teach our children to become young patriots who have an intellectual understanding of the genius of this country who feel an emotional connection to it. Somewhere along the line, we lost that, to our detriment, I believe, Evnen said. Now, he is Nebraska's Secretary of State, overseeing elections, and he is sometimes the target of election conspiracy theorists, usually fellow Republicans. They have made unfounded accusations of election rigging across the country, and often question his patriotism for disagreeing. Evnen finds those accusations maddening. To him, patriotism is unifying around, quote, the idea of liberty and freedom and of self-governance, end quote. He said today's national debate on what constitutes patriotism flies in the face of reason. Quote, they're now just personal attacks in an effort to shut down debate, he said. Anyone who strays from orthodoxy is labeled unpatriotic. Keep in mind, he is a Republican, active in Republican politics for 50 years. And the next portion of this article says that patriotism is a hot button in schools. In Idaho, Governor Brad Little and Superintendent of Public Instruction Debbie Critchfield, both Republicans, announced in June that the state had purchased a new patriotic supplemental history curriculum that would be made available free to all public schools. Quote, it's more important than ever that Idaho children learn the facts about American history from a patriotic standpoint, Little wrote on Facebook. He said the lessons would help to, quote, truly transform our students here in Idaho, end quote. Little's office referred questions about the supplement to the state's education department. The Story of America curriculum was developed by conservative author and former Reagan-era education secretary Bill Bennett. In a 2021 press release, Bennett said the curriculum was needed because, quote, an anti-American ideology that radically misrepresents U.S. history has infiltrated our education system and misled our kids, end quote. It's difficult to compare the supplemental curriculum against the lessons that Idaho schools currently use because each district selects its own texts and lesson plans. The new curriculum emphasizes that talking about American history and teaching the subject should be done with the intent to, quote, cultivate a respect and love of your country, Critchfield said. It's not to change history, but to honor the history we had, she said. And I'll get to what a Democratic state representative said right after we take a quick break. Tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
This land is your land, and this land is my land, from the California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
I didn't realize that Tucker Carlson's like hemorrhaging viewers. And I heard yesterday someone was like, oh yeah, like no one's actually watching it anymore. I was like, oh, yeah, that doesn't really surprise me. It's kind of like Threads.
it was a thing for about 5 minutes.
A week, everyone was excited and then they moved on.
Wow, it's like Scott Walker's presidential campaign. It's a big deal for about a week.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
He opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking half. Everybody's joking now.
DeVec.
Ramaswamy.
Cease and desist. Who would be worse? Mike Pence. I mean, Ron DeSantis trying to rap also would be wildly cringy.
Ron DeSantis trying to feel feelings is weird enough. I couldn't imagine rapping.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies this afternoon with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Daytime highs approaching 60. Winds out of the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 36. Tonight, mainly clear skies. Highs around 64. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies and calm. mainly sunny skies Thursday with highs in the upper 70s. Chance for scattered showers Friday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 53.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn directs WLAK.
I've got some real estate here in my bag. So I bought a pack of cigarettes. And Mrs. White knows.
Music from Yes, doing Paul Simon. We're gone to look for America. We're discussing patriotism, what it means to be a patriot, how different people look at patriotism differently. What does it mean? And we've been discussing an article from the Associated Press where they are discussing a curriculum in Idaho, where schools are going to be adding a curriculum about American history and how the subject should be taught to the kids. And it's pretty controversial, and this is happening in different states around the country. And some say it's like rewriting history. So just before the break, I was talking about what a Republican in that state, in Idaho, was saying about this curriculum. I have a response here from a Democratic state representative named Chris Mathis, or Mathias, a member of the House Education Committee. He said he hasn't seen the supplemental curriculum yet, but said history lessons should teach the good and the bad and discuss without shaming the uncomfortable aspects of history. And you've probably seen in the news about what's going on in Florida, where Governor DeSantis there wants to change the way that history is taught, wants to leave big portions of it out, because evidently he doesn't want some kids to feel bad about the way history unfolded. Getting back to the story from the Associated Press, it says saying one curriculum is patriotic suggests that others currently in use are not, he said. I would really like to know if that's true, said Mathis, who previously served in the U.S. Coast Guard. As a military veteran, I think a lot of people disagree on what it means to be devoted to America. I think a lot of people think that blind devotion is the same thing as patriotism. I don't, end quote. And I think many people would agree with that, right? You don't want to blindly follow where you're being led without asking questions, right? You have to ask questions. Seems like there are a lot of people these days, especially followers of Donald Trump, who don't want to ask too many questions. They trust him at every level. They think that he, for some reason, may be the best thing for this country, like he was somehow divinely sent here to save us, right? To save America. It's a strange thing when you think about it. considering, especially considering all of the legal trouble that he's in now, facing 91 different counts in these four separate indictments. I think anybody who is familiar with Donald Trump, and that's most of the world, I think anybody who is familiar with him will tell you that he lies, right? Even people that support Donald Trump will tell you that he lies. You can't believe anything the guy says, because he'll tell you whatever you want to hear at that moment in order just to keep things moving along. And it's hard to imagine that so many people have put so much faith into a person that they know isn't being honest with them. But yet, when you ask people why they support him, they'll often say things like, well, he speaks my language. You know, he's talking about the things that I'm interested in. There's the whole issue with the border, and people think that the economy was better under Donald Trump. But if you look at statistics, that's not what it shows. It's interesting in how people choose who to follow, who to believe. I think that's what it kind of boils down to, right? Who do you trust? Who do you trust most? And when it comes to the presidential election that we have going on next year, it seems like one guy is has a different relationship with the truth than the other guy does. That's probably a good way to put it. Anyway, I just wanted to mention the fact that our Wisconsin Supreme Court, despite all of the controversy going on right now with the possibility of Janet Protasiewicz being impeached, they're actually meeting this week and going over some things that we'll probably get to tomorrow since we're running out of time for today. But among those cases that they're looking at this week are adoption laws here in Wisconsin, and also unemployment and perhaps religious exemptions to unemployment law. So that's probably something we'll touch on tomorrow since we run out of time for today. But I want to thank you for tuning in today to the Stu Daniels Show. And I hope you do something nice for someone today. I'll be back tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock.
And I know this is where I belong. This is my home. This is where I belong. La, 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 la.
Interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News
app.
News, I'm Jim Ryan.